continuing with the end of chapter one, anti-systemic movements. On the other hand, the anti-systemic movements have more and more taken on the clothing of national liberation movements, claiming the double legitimacy of nationalist anti-imperialism and proletarian anti-capitalism. This has given them great strength as mobilizing movements. But insofar as they have come to power in specific state structures operating within the interstate system, they have been caught in the constraints of this system. That has led, among other things, to conflicts within and among such post-revolutionary states. And that's in quotes. And my interjection, throughout our reading, we're going to have to translate this into earth speak at junctures in order to advance our understanding, and so our clarity of thought, and so our resistance. Our understanding of what it means to be anti-systemic has advanced, thanks to Jeremy Bentham and Karl Popper and Miklos Nisley and Herbert Marcuse and Alice Miller. Our understanding has advanced in our discussions of them. We can now see that the state succeeds largely through our internalization of it, our giving them our undiscussed, unconscious, and therefore a consent that's not conscious is not legitimate in my mind. The state succeeds through our internalization of it, our giving them our unconscious agreement. And while this is what our trio mean by power's cultural hegemony, the way the Mr. Smith virus works is you cannot accept power's taxonomy without buying its worldview as well. The chapter culture, and I've linked to it on this page, the chapter culture in Waking Up is devoted to this problem. I wrote a big part of our difficulty planning the next social arrangement is that we don't have our own language and we don't speak podrunk, my invented word then for power, pitiful power drunk few. Now I just say power because I didn't have Karl Popper when I wrote Waking Up. Now I do. But the problem restated practically would be a big part of our difficulty planning the next social arrangement is that our official spokespeople speak power only too well and exclusively.